We return to Show Me Today. I'm your host, Bill Pollack. A bill was recently presented looking to prevent requiring employees from signing what are called diversity statements. It's a controversial piece of legislation that's resulted in heated discussion. Anthony Morabith talks with the bill's sponsor, Representative Doug Ritchie.
I am excited about the effort that this bill is a part of, and that is to protect diversity of thought on our state university campuses throughout Missouri. What House Bill 1196 ultimately does is it prohibits the activity that unfortunately is occurring in measure already on our campuses here in Missouri, where individuals that are interested in a particular position on campus, whether it would be in the context of a library, some other type of staff position, up to and including a faculty position, they're being asked for a diversity, equity, inclusion statement. And within that statement, the interest is that they will speak in the affirmative, that they will talk about their experience with it and the degree to which they are supportive and or even trying to expand DEI efforts. And to the extent that they communicate in a way that's deemed credible, then it increases the likelihood of them being able to receive that position and or tenure. You know, this is obviously, unfortunately, obviously also being utilized in promotional decisions, you know, promoting individuals who are already on campus. There's also some evidence as well that is, focused on the way in which students are being expected to communicate in particular ways regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion. So my concern here is that that kind of activity actually works against, in a state university context, diversity of thought. And, you know, at the end of the day, university education on a state university campus, diversity of thought should be something that we all value and target. And anything that we do that begins to erode diversity of thought and begins to shift the staff and faculty more to a homogeneous way of seeing things is a detriment to quality higher education.
So a follow-up to this would be, you're looking to basically prevent institutions from having students and staff signing this type of document, this type of statement. So if this, in fact, passes, are there ways that applicants could be vetted outside of signing these DEI statements?
To be clear, they're not being asked to sign a document. They're being asked to provide, to put in front of a body of decision makers what their perspective and experience has been in the DEI space. Certainly if this this bill becomes law, which I would hope it would be, come law, there can always, I mean, people, we're all very creative, right? I'm sure that there will be efforts on the part of some to try to find a way to get around this prohibitive language. What I am encouraged by, however, is the fact that our state universities that we've made contact with regarding these very known instances where there are job postings requesting this kind of statement, they have recognized the problem that this is, and they are self-policing, and they're actually removing those kinds of requirements or requests for DEI statements. So I find that to be encouraging, that our administrators are doing what they can to respond to what is present. And, you know, we could talk more about how these things are emerging, because in most instances, I don't know of any instance where the president of a state university was aware that this was being done. So how is it happening? Well, we could talk about that if there's interest. But yeah, I think that right now state universities are beginning to see the problem of this. There's a national move. I think there was a recent study where, you know, 50% of university faculty members are against this kind of thing. And you and I both know that we don't have 50% of university faculty members that are conservative, right? I mean, the vast majority of faculty members in state university and campuses are not conservative. So this is something that both conservatives and liberals alike are recognizing as problematic. And now you have national entities that are actually speaking out against this. And there are places throughout the country where they're actually taking similar steps.
And if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Republican Representative Doug Ritchie. His bill, House Bill 1196, was recently heard in committee. The post-secondary education discrimination bill, you could call it, in a long story short sort of a way. And so following the hearing, there's been what you would call heated discussion. And some of the heated discussion, I'm curious as to your point of view, because it didn't necessarily look like you were given an opportunity to respond. And that is, some say that this is in itself not just misguided, but also discriminatory in itself. Curious as to your point of view.
I don't know how trying to preserve diversity of thought can be seen as discriminatory. What I'm actually trying to accomplish is to remove a discriminatory practice in the hiring and promotional activities on our state university campuses, as well as to protect students from discriminatory vetting when they're asked for similar statements in different programs. So I would reject the description that what I'm doing is discriminatory. I would say that it is absolutely an effort to celebrate diversity of thought.
And so along those same lines, what are some possible effects this could have on staff and students if this gets enacted?
Well, I think that faculty, staff, students, administrators will recognize that we take seriously diversity of thought, and that you can actually have an opinion that may be different than other people. You may have different views than other people, and we're going to respect those varying points of perspective and opinions, beliefs, matters of conscience, and that's okay. We live in an eclectic society, and in an eclectic society, we need to celebrate and protect one another's freedom to order our lives and to think in light of our conscience and what we believe to be true, and to also be challenged by one another. We don't all agree, but we can engage in free and open, cordial debate, and we're better off for it.
I also wanted to highlight and mention this before we begin to wrap up this discussion, and that is stiff penalties for those in violation of this if this gets enacted.
Yeah, the penalty provision, I do fully anticipate, will be modified. As we all know, anytime you put something in place, you have to have some kind of negative consequence if people ignore willfully state law. So, again, I take seriously diversity of thought on a state university campus, and if you have an employee that willfully, breaks state law and operates in a discriminatory fashion towards someone who seems to hold a perspective that isn't broadly celebrated, that individual should be held accountable. But the specifics of that are still kind of in the works.
And as we bring this to a close, let's conclude by asking this question. Here in the year 2023, in the Missouri Capitol, a GOP-led House and Senate, are you expecting this passage and level of support from your fellow lawmakers?
I believe I should be able to expect its passage. But we all know that this building sometimes can function very erratically. So my hope is that it will be. We're going to work to see its passage. I would not see this as something that would be a problem. Again, we have general agreement from the universities. We're working on a couple of details for clarity on some definitions. But once we're able to get to that place, I don't see any reason why the governor wouldn't sign this, and I don't see any reason why any Republican, or quite frankly, any liberty-loving individual in the building from seeing the value of this bill.
It's called House Bill 1196. You can keep in touch with that by logging on to house.mo.gov. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.